India,
Dash,
Horror.
Hi friends, today on Hot Seat, we have the charming Pankit Thakkar, who has not only won hearts with his great looks, but has spread laughter around with his perfect comic timing, as Dr. Atul Joshi in Dil Mil Gaye. So welcome, Pankit, to IndiaForums.com. It's a pleasure to have you over Hot Seat today.
Thanks a lot, Mini.
Okay, Pankit, let me start with a message for you. We have had loads of messages for you, so let me see. Here it is. Let me read. This is a member called Berkeley Girl 1818, and she says, "Hey Pankit, this is Ritu here. Must say you are the only reason besides AR as to why I watch DMG. You are rocking in DMG as Atul. Your character's sense of humor is too good, and your acting is amazing beyond words. Hope to see you more. And hope to see you soon in more TV shows and hopefully the big screen too. Wish you all the best in the future." So that's Ritu actually, Berkeley Girl 1818.
Okay. That is very sweet of her that, you know, she likes my comic timing and, you know, she watches the show, apart from AR, she likes my character. So that's a big achievement, you know, because in DMG, the centralized characters are... AR for a while now, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, it was a story about five interns, but the focus had shifted a bit on them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, whatever scenes I was, like, getting, I was genuinely trying to do the best of whatever I could do with it, you know. So,
mm-hmm.
I'm really happy that, she watches the show for me as well, so it's a great achievement for me too. So thanks a lot for that, Ritu.
Okay, we have another message, a very interesting one for you. So the message goes like this. "Hey Pankit, how are you doing? I'm really glad that you are here and doing an interview for us. But before that, I want to clear some confusions. You might be thinking, who is this girl, right? So let me tell you that I was the one who PM'd you and said those bad things. I mean, I was the one who said, you are not the real Pankit and that you have to prove yourself that you are the real Pankit. And gave you
that's
this challenge. And I'm really happy to see that you are the real Pankit, and so I'm feeling really guilty as to what I did to you, but trust me, I'm not a bad human being. I just wanted to know the truth. That's it. I'm really sorry, Pankit. Please forgive me. And by the way, I'm Natasha, and hope you have a lot of fun here at India Forums. We all love you, Pankit, and let me tell you that you are the best. No, wait, the bestest comedian ever, and I'm damn sure that no one could ever take your place. Keep rocking."
That was so sweet, you know. I've just started using the net, and, you know, I've just learned computers and all, because I was really not versed with computers and net at all.
Okay.
So, you know, before I started the show, you know, I made it a point, because I have this habit of learning new things, you know. Whatever I don't know, I make it a point to learn, you know. So, computers was one such thing which I was not knowing to operate at all.
Mm-hmm.
So I was having some free time, so I just bought computer and, you know, I was just learning and all. But in the meantime, before I could, get the net at my place, I was really very busy. So the moment I got my net activated, the first thing I did was, you know, to go on Google search, type my name and see, you know, like what is being written about me. I just wanted to see something about myself.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I came to India Forum, and, you know, I was so overwhelmed by the response that, you know, I had received by... doing this character of Atul Joshi. So I just started, you know, chatting with all the fans and all. So that's how I came on India Forum. So it was very
sweet.
Actually, it is very difficult, you know, to believe that, you know, an actor can be like chatting with the fans on one-on-one basis and all. But, you know, I really enjoy this experience of, you know, chatting with all my fans, and I make it a point to like get some time out of my busy schedule so that, you know, I can reply to each and every message that I receive in my inbox.
Absolutely. Basically, what happens is, Pankit, we have had so many instances by now, up to now, that many have come and said, "Oh, I'm this and this," and it turns out to be a total fake.
Okay.
So we have had many heartbreaks, and, you know, people try to fool others. In fact, very, very interestingly, Varun Badola once came. He was a member. He tried to tell us the future story and everything, and we all shooed him away. saying that you are not real Varun. So he really, even till date, he says, oh, I went to you guys and you said you are fake. So, I mean, that was our first lesson that, you know, we really, really try to confirm that the person has come and...
That's true, you know, that because there might be a lot of misuse of, you know, because you can't see the real identity. So I hope, you know, you guys check, and that's a very good thing that you guys thoroughly check with whom you're, you know, conversing and all, communicating. So that's a good thing.
And, you know, that works both ways, because what happens is, say, if somebody... pretends to be you and then comes and says something which is, say, not true about you, or tries to spread some false rumor, even then it is bad, both for the forum as well as for you. We try to make sure that whoever is coming and giving us information is correct, so that people don't get confused, and, you know, there are not any bad rumors or any bad, you know, bad feelings around in the forum. So there have been some, you know, bad experiences, but hopefully we are coming out of them. So carrying on, let me read another nice message for you. It says, it's from Catwoman, and she says, Pankitji, welcome to the forum. I hope you carry on posting and don't forget your fans and admirers across the global switching on to DMG, watch DMG. In fact, all of you and your production team have done a wonderful job, and I wish everyone all the best in the future. I love the show dearly and the characters you all play. And she actually has some questions, so can I ask the questions directly?
Yeah, you can. Please, go ahead.
Okay. So she asks, Dr. Atul is a fun-loving guy and into his horticulture. In real life, do you share a fondness with the environment, and do you have a favorite plant? If so, what? And have you given it a name like Dr. Atul?
Okay. You know, I am not really an environmentalist or something like that, you know. But I do follow the basics, not to spoil the environment. And I actually, basically, I'm a cleanliness freak, you know. So I cannot just stay in dirt. I cannot see my wardrobe, in a messed up condition, or even, you know, in my house. I make it a point that everything is like spick and span and neat and clean. So that way, you know, I relate with this character. Otherwise, I also have I love greenery, you know. So I am fond of plants and all, but, you know, it is a very time-consuming, hobby, you know, to have plants and, you know, all the things at your place. I really don't have the time to, do the maintenance of the plants and all. So maybe in future, you know, whenever I have, I'm, well-settled and I'm retired, and I can just choose that, you know, I'll work only 20 days of the month, and I'll work only from this hour to this hour, and, you know, I have time to really take up my hobbies and all, then definitely I would really love to have a small garden of my own wherein I can plant, you know, some nice plants and all. But otherwise, as of now, I'll
that's true. Never mind. I'm sure even if you're not gardening right now, whatever gardening you're doing on Dil Mil Gaye is enough to make the viewers happy. In fact, she has another very interesting question. She says, you have been lately known as the Oracle, the wise one from the Matrix. Well, love the drain pipe advice. You took the drain pipe to another level. Who has answers and advices for all? Sapna and Arman seek your guidance in every situation. So in real life, what was the worst piece of advice you have ever received?
The worst piece of advice that I have received is that I cannot become an actor ever in my life, and I should and that I should just quit acting. Quit in the sense I should not attempt being an actor. And this was also backed with some solid astrological and numerological and chart predictions and everything, that, you know, only those people succeed who have, you know, these grahas in their chart and these positions and all. So, you know, you should never even attempt being an actor. And I was really morally, you know, completely shattered by each and everybody. You know, when I told that I want to become an actor, nobody really supported me, and everybody thought that ye to kya khote sikhe ki tarah wapas aa jayega. Because I was really a very obese child, you know. I have always been a very obese child. When I discovered that I want to become an actor, I never never really thought that I want to become a hero or I want to do this or that. You know, I just was watching some films and, you know, I thought that I can do a better job than these guys, yeah. I just had that vibe inside me. So, I thought that, you know, let me try acting. So, my dad was the first person whom I told that, you know, I want to be an actor. So, he's a very cold person. He cannot express himself very freely, you know. So he said, "Acha, acha." So he said, "Acha, acha, good."
that's nice. Maybe that's his best way of expressing that. Okay, go ahead
so
if
then,
you can.
Then I told him that I need to go to Bombay. So he said, no, beta, I don't think you can do it. Look at yourself. And at that time I was like some 92 kilos, 92 kg fat, you know, and my waistline was
wow.
39 or something like that.
That's amazing. How did you get that all away?
No, I came to Bombay and, you know, I really worked out a lot. I used to get up in the morning and I used to run like mad, you know. I used to go to gym, you know, in Bombay. So, and I was, you know, a very, very innocent kind of a person. I used to tell everything genuinely. What if you ask me some question, I would really say what is going on in my mind, you know. So when I enrolled the gym guys, you know how the culture in Bombay is, you know, they really, people take you for a ride over here. So I enrolled the gym, so he was asking, was the gym wala puchta hai ki kya bahut wajan badh gaya, kam karna hai kya? Haan, wajan kam karna hai. So I think you shaadi karni hai kya? Nahin, mujhe acting karni hai. So wajan kam karna padega na. Achha, hero banna hai. Yeah, hero banna hai. Then they used to, like, you know, these all studs in gym, this gym, they used to take my trip. They used to call me, "Are, isko hero banna hai, isko hero banna hai, chalo isko kasrat karao, isko app karao," you know. And, you know, those things used to really trouble me a lot. And, you know, I used to work out, I used to slog like a donkey, you know. I used to get up in the morning, I used to work out, then I used to take a train, I used to go to Santa Cruz, and I used to catch a bus, and then I used to go to the Juhu bus depot, and there were my classes of acting school, you know. My acting school was based over there, so I used to take my acting classes over there. Then I used to be free in the evening. Again in the evening, I used to catch a bus, come to like Santa Cruz, again catch a train, go to town, again then go to gym and work out. And by the time it was night, you know, I was completely drained out. This I did for about 1 year, and you know, I lost about 25 kilos, and I really lost 30 kilos maybe. 30 kilos, yeah. I lost 30 kilos in 1 year. And
but that's like a very, which means you achieved the target, what you set out, really dedicated. You have it in you to get, you know, do what it takes to achieve what you want.
I'm a very sensitive and a very sincere human being. So even if I don't know something, if I try and attempt it, like I don't know comedy, you know, at all. Because basically I'm a very reserved and a very shy, and my upbringing has been a very, very, very middle class. We're not, like, I've never raised my voice in front of my parents, and, you know, I've always been a very subdued and a very exploited kind of a, like, child, you know. I never had a say in anything when I was a child. I was always being given things. I've never demanded anything. So, you know, all those values and that upbringing also matters, you know. So, but whatever, like, you know, I have attempted, I do it with all my heart and utmost sincerity. If you tell me that, you know, you have to do this, even if I don't know how to do that thing, but I don't want to break your heart, so I'll say, okay, I'll do that. And then I'll work extra, I'll work hard so that I learn it and I just do it at my best, you know, with best of my ability.
Right. That's very nice. I mean, it's really nice to see. I've come across many today who are stars. They struggle, and there have been so many stories of struggle that I have heard, that we all have heard.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, this gives a new dimension as to how people can face obstacles and overcome them. It's really very encouraging. Thanks for sharing that with us. So, in fact, I have another member who has written a very lovely message for you. It's Louis Lane, the name, user ID, and she says, or he says, "Hi Pankit, this is Malika." I would say it's a she. "This is Malika. I adore your personality in DMG a lot. The way you speak, the dialogue is just too fabulous. Love your acting. It is superb. Sometimes I feel you are not acting. It feels like something very natural coming from you. I wait for your scenes to come so that we can laugh a lot, and we continue laughing till the whole night. Especially the dialogue. Masters in best Bawachi service. Crack me up." Yeah. in ILU, ILU, your songs are too hilarious.
Okay.
Please keep singing and speaking those funny dialogues and songs always. But you're not a bad singer at all. If DMG is a chocolate ice cream, then Dr. Atul is a yummy topping on it. That adds the lavish flavor to that ice cream. Good luck for the future. All the best.
So this is a message, actually.
In fact, you just... No, she actually asked the question you just now answered, that is it difficult to play Dr. Atul's character, and are you in real life like Dr. Atul, or is it very difficult because it's opposite to who you are in real life?
Yeah, I'm exactly opposite to Atul, you know, because I really don't relate with Atul, the way he talks, the way he speaks at all. You know, I generally, I'm very cold, not very cold, but I'm not very good in expressing myself in real life as much as I can express in real life, you know. Like, if you ask me to propose a girl in real life, I can really do a very bad job of it, you know. But the same thing, if you ask me to do it on screen, you know, I can do it very well.
Okay, let's ask something about your personal life. Okay. How did you meet your wife, or how did the marriage come about? And tell us something about her.
You know, when I came to Bombay, the first thing that you have to do is, like, you know, get your portfolio done. You know, because your pictures are the ones which will get you work, you know. Over here. So I really didn't have any money with me to take a very expensive portfolio and all. So I was looking for someone who was a fresher, who could, you know, just clip me just for the haircut, so that I can rehearse and practice, and then maybe, you know, if I had the confidence, then I would go in for a for an expensive photo shoot type.
Mm-hmm.
So I was introduced to a friend of mine. Through a common friend, you know, who he was a photographer. He was looking out for a model who would model for him for free. So that's
okay. It worked out. Okay.
So, you know, that's how I met Prachi's brother. You know, that Prachi is my wife. So that's how I met him. And through him, I met Prachi.
Okay.
So that's how I met Prachi. And then we used to keep meeting each other and going out together and going for dinners together. And, you know, it just started. We've never actually told I love you formally to each other at all. That, you know, we always knew that we are in love with each other. But I never had the guts to tell her that I want to get married, because I myself was a struggler over here, you know. I didn't have anything of my own over here. So, you know, and like, where would I keep her? And marriage was a very, very, it was not a possibility at all. If you would see it practically, you know, it couldn't exist, that kind of a possibility.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because you know, she is from a very very rich. She is born and brought up in Bombay, and she is from a very rich family, you know. And they are like Maharashtrians, and they have a lot of value for education. And for them, this profession is looked down on. They don't really.
Right.
And also, you know, I was Chandan's friend, Prachi's brother's friend, you know. So they were not like looking at me from that angle at all. They were just considering me as their own son only. So there were a lot of hitches in our relationships, which we both knew. But somehow it so happened that, you know, we got so used to each other. So we actually planned our marriage. You know, the first how we proposed each other was like this, you know. Prachi's mom were looking out for guys for her to, you know, because she wanted her to get married and all. So they were like seeing some guys and all. So her mother told me that, yaar, tu isko le ja, iski achhi photo khicha jaake studio mein le jaake, aur kyunki iski photo dene hai humko abhi, ek bahut acha NRI rishta hai uske liye, so we'll like, you go with her and get her pictures clipped, and we'll send the pictures to them, and, you know, let's उसके बाद हम लोग मिलेंगे और इंटरव्यू करेंगे, ऐसा कुछ बातें चल रही थी. सो आई वेंट विथ हर एंड क्लिप, यू नो, आई वाज टेलिंग हर ये पोज दे, इस पोज में तो अच्छी लगी. एंड व्हाइल डूइंग दैट, यू नो, आई रियली बिकेम वेरी इमोशनल, एंड इवन शी कुड फील इट, यू नो. दैट वाज द टाइम वी बोथ रियलाइज दैट वी नाउ कैनॉट लिव विदाउट ईच अदर,
प्रिटेंड एनी लॉन्गर दैट यू डोंट फील एनीथिंग फॉर ईच अदर, राइट.
सो एंड ऑल्सो आई हैड सम अपॉइंटमेंट्स, यू नो, विद समवन इन सबर्ब. सो लाइक आफ्टर द, एंड शी ऑल्सो हैड सम वर्क दैट साइड, सो शी सेड आई विल ड्रॉप यू ऑन माई वे. ओके, लाइक शी वॉज ड्राइविंग द कार एंड आई वॉज सिटिंग बिसाइड हर. शी वॉज ड्राइविंग, वी डिडंट लुक एट ईच अदर एट ऑल. शी वॉज ड्राइविंग, म्यूजिक वॉज गोइंग ऑन, आई वॉज लुकिंग आउट ऑफ द विंडो. We reached our studio, you know, and like, she parked the car, and then we both look at each other. She says that, when do we get married? So she was the one to like actually propose, you know. I would have never told her.
Wow.
So then I look at her and I said, then if we have to get married, we'll have to plan. She said, let's start planning.
I would love to meet your wife. She sounds one hell of a girl. Excellent. So, how long have you been
married?
It's
been 7 years now.
Wow. So, are your parents-in-law now happy with it?
At that time, they were really disturbed, you know, because they didn't imagine, they didn't expect, and they also didn't expect that if I could keep their daughter happy, you know, this line basically is very insecure, and you know, you can never trust the males from this line.
I know, that's the sad part, I know, I understand. But it's not that. I guess, you know what, Pankit, the important factor is, today the men, they keep working in all the fields, the females do so too. They are practically everywhere, all over each other. So, it basically depends on the person, but yes, as an actor, you get more, closer and basically, you cross a certain border or a line where in other professions you don't. I understand. That's where probably most of the mindset comes from. So, what about your parents? Were they happy with the match?
You know, my father really doesn't have any say. Whatever I tell him or ask him, he's very neutral about everything. If I would have told him that I want to get married to Prachi, he'd say, "Ah, theek hai. I want to get married to Nisha. Ah, theek hai. I want to get married to Jackie. Acha, then theek hai."
Okay. And about your mother?
I lost her when I was in 10th standard, you know. So it's been like a real long time. Actually, you know, today it's her birthday. 3rd November, it's her birthday.
Oh, that's sad and sorry. But I guess, I hope your mother, she rests in peace and is happy at the success that her son is receiving. And in fact, let me read out a message for you. This is from Jenny1000 and she says, "Hey Pankit, welcome to IAT and especially the DMG forum. I feel you have grown from strength to strength, from the negative role in Kabhi Sautan Kabhi Saheli to sweet Raghu in Tere Liye to strong Ajay in Special Squad. And now the adorable and sweet Dr. Atul. Hats off to you for playing such different roles in your career. You're rocking as ever as Dr. Atul and we totally adore you. In the series of Doctor, you are seriously the comedy relief and you do a fantastic job at it." So,
I think hats off to her for following all my work.
I guess so. That's really sweet of her. But okay, Pankit, tell us something. Like, when did you, you told us that you wanted to be an actor. You came to Mumbai. How did you get your first break?
That's really funny, you know. You know, I clicked my folio and I was distributing my pictures. There's this one building over here. It's called Everest Building in Mahalakshmi, where there are these offices of all acts and production houses. So I distributed my pictures everywhere, and I had just one set of pictures left with me. And I thought that I have 80 set, but I have to keep it with me.